thanks to technology, the world has become a smaller place now. Sourcing on niche skills is basically finding a hidden gem. You know, with AI and machine learning, the candidates are also become smart. The rise of soft skills in recruitment is like icing on the cake.
You are listening to The Recruiter's Podium, a show that brings you the world of recruitment on a podcast with me, Kshama Bhatt. So today on our show, we have Pranil. He's a talent matchmaker. He's here to guide us to perfectly match the right talent in the fast-paced world of recruitment. Welcome to Recruiter's Podium, Pranil.
Thank you so much, Kshama. I like the name matchmaker.
Yeah,
so thank you so much for having me here at Recruiter's Podium. And as I told you, I have been scrolling through companies' websites, some blogs, and they were amazing. I recently read the blog that says about how AI and machine learning going to impact recruitment, and that was great.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward for this podcast. So I'll directly get into the conversation. So since the rise of remote work has been a game changer, right? How has this shift influenced the way recruiters source, assist, and onboard the candidates?
Yeah, certainly. Rise of remote work has been nothing short of revolutionary in the world of IT recruitment, I would say. And thanks to technology, the world has become a smaller place now. And businesses, with the time, they have realized that talent isn't just limited to, you know, specific geographical location. And that has made remote work has basically expanded the talent pool that we can source from tremendously. And which helps us in sourcing for niche skills. Sourcing on niche skills is basically finding a hidden gem. And remote work has made it even more exciting. With remote work, I think we are no longer bound by this location constraint. And now we can, you know, cast a wider net and tap into a larger talent pool with those rare and unique skill sets, you know. And I have found that mastering Boolean and Google X research is crucial in this new era of remote working. And it allows us to, you know, reach to these portion of this talent pool, which can be a perfect candidate for your unique and in-demand skills. So along with those Boolean strings, I think building rapport with the candidates is also become an important factor here, because before COVID, I think we had a chance to meet a candidate before their joining, when they came to in-person interviews and all, you know, we had a chance to know them personally a little bit. So I think that's been a little challenge initially. For recruiters and me personally to build a rapport with the candidates when we are working remotely and there is no face-to-face interaction. But effective communication when on the call, that helped us a lot, right? Regular calls with the candidates, transparent communication is also the key. I think getting to know the candidate personally helps a lot in the later stage. Where you know already know what the candidate's needs are, you know, and what's their needs and why they're looking for a job change. And that can be if you have made note of it, and that could help you in later stage of a negotiation. We shouldn't forget that keeping the candidates informed and updated on their hiring process is that makes them feel valued and informed.
Yes.
Also, in this remote working era, I have found my LinkedIn is really a game changer place for recruiters. It's not just tool for sourcing and finding candidates. It's like virtual office and networking hub, and it's like virtual office of. It's not just your office. You can collaborate with other industry people, other company people. That's when you get to understand what's happening in the industry, what are the challenges that they are facing. And that's how you build relationship with the experts that they are there. To conclude this, I think remote work is here to stay, and it will continue to evolve more of hybrid models where companies offer flexibility to attract these top talents. Technology, as we started on, like machine learning, AI, data science, is going to play a very key role in how we source the candidates. And it's an exciting time to be in IT recruitment, and I'm looking forward to see how the industry adapts to these changes, you know.
Yes, yes. And according to you, how would be the IT recruitment in the future?
Yeah, so it won't be the same like just right now that how we do putting a Boolean strings on job boards and calling the candidates. It will be a different game altogether with the help of AI and, you know, sourcing and all the skills. We can do many automations in repetitive tasks. We can remove mundane tasks from the recruitment process wise, and it will save us time. Yeah.
Yeah. So since you are known as the matchmaker, right? Can you share a story where this matchmaking really helped you? Story of a candidate.
This won't be a perfect matchmaking story to be told, like, you know, especially for the companies that someone from that company might hear the story. So there was an open position at my current organization, which was kind of niche, and, you know, it was hard to difficult candidates. You know, with AI and machine learning, the candidates are also become smart. Like, they know what to put in their resumes. They know how Boolean strings and everything works, how recruiter searches their resume. So they made the resume in tailor way so that their resume pops up in the in our search, and we call them. And being a recruiter, you know, you are not that much technical strong to evaluate the candidate in the first call, right? So there was a position for data engineer wherein we were looking for someone with real-time streaming experience. So there were, I think that position was open for a couple of months, and we had very not so good feedback from the hiring managers. Like, there are candidates who have mentioned they have very good experience, but they were not able to explain their experience or match their experience what they are mentioned in the resume. So this time I had to try some other ways of finding the candidate. So what I did was I was just sourcing on googling on this real-time streaming, how they do it, and just for my knowledge, and ask the relevant questions to candidate. And I got to know there is one company that which is hosting an event for data engineers, specifically wants to get into real-time streaming, or they have experience, or they want to have want to explore more on real-time streaming. So I joined that event in that company. It was virtually again, thanks to remote work. And I joined that event, and that's how I got hold of 2 to 3 candidates, and eventually we closed that position from that set of candidates from that event. So I got connected with other folks that they joined the event, and that's how I was able to close this position.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. There are different ways to source candidates.
Yeah.
Okay, so since soft skills are gaining importance alongside technical abilities, right, how has this shift impacted the way recruiters assess the candidates and match them with the right roles?
Absolutely. You know, the rise of soft skills in recruitment is like icing on the cake, and who doesn't like the icing, right? In the IT industry, where technical skills or how good the person is technically is undoubtedly essential along with the soft skills. I would say soft skills are at the center stage now. You know, And it, with the time, we have realized that perfect candidate isn't just about what's there on their resume, and it's about how they work with others and how they adapt to changes, how they communicate effectively. For example, take communication skills. For instance, in the IT world, where you're not just dealing with the machines, you're dealing with the people too, right? And being able to explain complex technical terms or concepts in a way where your grandma would understand these terms would be a gift. And then there comes problem solving. I think IT folks, along with the recruiters, are like modern day Sherlock Holmes, right? Where we have these IT folks are solving unexpected bugs on a daily basis. We are solving their hiring needs, hiring managers' needs. That can make or break a project, right? And plus, apart from that, you can never forget about the teamwork. In recruitment, take it as into recruitment or into IT, it's all about collaboration. You may have the smartest coder or recruiter in the world, but if that person can't play nice in sandbox, you got a problem, you know? And so recruiters have started valuing these soft skills. Plus, I think there is an adaptability factor, even in IT, and I'm just comparing IT and the recruitment world. Okay.
Yeah.
So as we were talking some time back about data, role of data science, AI in recruitment, and IT world also moves at lightning speed. So being able to pivot when the latest technology trends take U-turn is crucial, you know. You want the candidates who are like chameleons, who can blend into whatever tech environment they find themselves in. Same with recruiters. And so, in nutshell, like, you know, recruiters have become soft skills. They have to be good at soft skills because they know, like, we know soft skills that makes the hard skills truly shine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about what you know. It's about how you use what you know. And that's where I think magic happens. And soft skills are really magic sauce, secret sauce to your magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's always an added advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on, like, what is the lesson you learned in recruitment?
Not to sit idle, like, and how it's not just about, you know, finding a good candidate.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important how good you are with building the relationship with the candidate. You get hardly 15-20 minutes with the candidate on your first call, and that's your time. As you said, the recruiter is a matchmaker. I would say recruiter is marketer also.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to sell his company to the company, to the candidate. Then again, we have to sell a candidate to our hiring manager.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be good with marketing skills also.
Yes, even brand awareness plays an important role.
Correct.
So since in the beginning of our conversation, you were telling about personalization, right, regarding the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how has this become, you know, a game changer? Like, how can recruiters personalize their approach to candidates in the way they respect their individually and career aspirations as well, keeping these two in the mind?
Yeah, sure. So this is one of my favorite topics. Okay, it's like customizing your own pizza, and you get exactly what you want, and it's delicious, you know. In recruitment, personalization isn't just about dropping the candidate's name in an email, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about tailoring the entire experience to make them feel like they are not just another, what do you say, cog in the machine. You see, the candidates today are like consumers, or they have multiple choices in front of them. So they are not just looking for any job. They are looking for the right job for them, and that ticks their most of the criteria why they're looking for a job change. And if you want them to choose your company, they have multiple options out there. So you have got to stand out. And personalization would be your secret weapon. Okay. It starts right from your first connect with the candidate, where you understand candidate's needs, wants, you know, what are their career aspirations, what are their career goals, what motivates them, what kind of work environment they're looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier also, the more you know, it's going to help you in later stage where you have, you where you'll be in offer negotiation or the candidate comes to you with counter offer. So you know why the person is looking for a job change, and you can explain him why your company is offering him the perfect opportunity, right? Then comes the communication part. No one wants to know, wants to get a generic and robotic or monotonous message that screams out copy-paste job description, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about crafting a personalized note or message that shows you have done your homework. You don't have to do much of work in the back end just to understand the candidate. Just go through his LinkedIn profile, pick something from his LinkedIn profile or something that he just reshared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like saying, hey, I see you. I'm genuinely interested in your profile. And another thing I think is this topic has been discussed so many times, following with the candidates, keeping them informed about the hiring process, addressing their questions, you know. And I think it's like dating. And if you are into someone you like, you generally don't ghost them, right?
Yeah.
Why this matters so much, personalization in today's market, is candidates have multiple options. They can choose from multiple opportunities, you know. We have to help them to pick the best right fit for them. So personalization, I think, is not to only make candidate feel valued. It also sets you and your company and the opportunity that company is offering different from the crowded market. So remember, I think one key factor to remember about personalization is it's just not the trend, but it could be your winning strategy and your strategy when you're talking to the candidate at the later stage. And personally, I feel this comes when candidate gets selected, when we are negotiating offer with him, be it at the later stage where candidate comes back to us with the counter offer. These things plays a very important role, knowing your candidate, what they want. And I think your candidate, you need to make your candidate feel like a rock star that they are. And rest part, they will keep singing your company's praises, or they will keep continuing in your company's growth, you know, in future.
Yes, yes. It's all on how you make the approach to the right one.
Correct.
So can you share some tips in sourcing?
Keep learning. I think no one here is perfect. There are always new things. There are always new tools, portals, mm-hmm. platforms that are keep coming. The way I have seen automation, due to automation, how LinkedIn platform is continuously evolving. They keep changing their algorithm, the way their website functions. Yeah. It's something that you need to be mm-hmm. in touch with sourcing to understand. Each website sourcing platform has different algorithm, how we search candidates. Stay active in the recruitment community that there is active right now. There are many more documents or videos. Everything is out there to learn, right? Yeah, keep learning. Be part of the recruitment community. Contribute there.
Yeah. Basic key is to stay, you know, updated and to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm pretty much done with whatever I had to ask you. Is there anything that you would like to add in or tell our listeners?
Happy recruiting. I think there is more challenges on our way. Be prepared. And recruitment is not going to go anywhere. It's just going to evolve with the time, and we ourselves have to prepare for it. There was a talk going on, and I have seen multiple discussions on whether AI and machine learning will replace recruiters. I personally don't think AI and machine learning would do a job of recruiter. It won't add human touch that we have in human resources, right? It won't get machine learning resources by any ways. So I think we don't forget that we are human beings, and we are human in human resources. So HR stands for human resources. It's never going to become machine learning or AI resources. So we are going to stay there and will be there.
Humans can never be replaced. Only going to be added. That's it.
Yeah.
So, all right. That was it for this podcast. So, thank you so much, Pranil, for joining me on the podcast and sharing your aspects on recruitment, how the evolution of recruitment was then, back then, and you know, the world of work, remote recruitment. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast, and looking forward to upcoming podcast. Yeah,
I'm looking forward for more from you.
Sure, Shama. Thank you so much.